Hello.
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Thanks for being connected with the eBay. This is Peter. So how are you doing today? Sorry?
I haven't made any purchases today, and I just had a confirmation of a purchase or something.
The thing is that, sir, yesterday night at 10 o'clock, there is a suspicious order made for the online gift card, okay? But the billing address was changed again and again. So yesterday night at 10 o'clock, there is a suspicious order made for the online gift card, but the billing address was changed again and again, so we have put a hold on that. And I believe you have made a purchase. Am I correct?
Yes.
This means, sir, it's a case of online fraud. Anyhow, some online fraudsters have got the access onto your information, and they are doing this kind of fraud things. So just try to remember, like, recently have you shared any kind of personal details or any financial details to anyone, or you have registered any suspicious website?
No, I haven't.
All right. So no need to be worried, sir. We are going to start the cancellation procedure. We are going to generate a cancellation code on your mobile phone. Once and then we are going to refund you back that amount when the order will get cancelled, and then we are going to block those persons. All right. So can you please put the call on speaker for a while?
Yes, there you go.
Yeah, and the mobile phone which you're using, it's an iPhone or it's an Android phone? Hello?
Android.
All right.
So are you there? Yep.
All right. All right. So you just do one thing. You just put the call on speaker, and it's an Android phone, so open up your Google Play Store. Open up the Google Play Store. Do you know about Play Store?
Yeah, I'm just on that.
Yeah, just take your time and open it up. And you haven't shared any kind of personal details with anyone, right?
No.
All right. No need to worry, sir. Anyhow, they have got the access on that, so we are going to block them. So once you're onto the Play Store, do let me know.
Yeah, Google Play Store, I'm on there.
All right. And once you're onto the Play Store, do you see in the top there will be a search bar, search for apps and games. Just give a click on that.
Yep.
And type over there eBay, type the word eBay, then give a space.
Yep.
Then type
eBay Australia app.
No, eBay.
Is that the eBay Australia?
No, just type it over there, the word eBay, then give a space.
Yep.
Yeah, have you given the space?
Yep.
Then type AnyDesk, A-N-Y-D-E-S-K, AnyDesk.
AnyDesk, yep.
Yeah, just give a click on that. And now what come up, sir? Hello?
Yeah, you're on the AnyDesk remote desktop.
Yeah, just give a click on that and give a click on install. Do you see the option install?
Yeah, I'm doing that now.
Yeah, just give a click on install. And once you click on install, it's showing you pending or it's showing you downloading?
Oh, no, it's just 83%, 100% installing.
All right. And once it's installed, it will show you an option like open. Just give a click on open.
Yep.
Just give a click on open. Yeah, and now what can you see?
Plugin available.
Just give a click on OK. Do you see that option, OK?
Yep, did that.
Yeah, and now what come up, sir?
Just a tutorial.
Yeah, just press anywhere on the screen.
Yeah, I'm through that now.
And now what can you see?
It says, AnyDesk, your address.
Yeah, just verify me that number.
It is 796 522 707.
It's 796 522 707. Am I correct?
Yep.
And just beneath that, do you see any option like set password? There will be an option set password.
Yes, set password.
Yeah, just give a click on set password. You're going to provide your temporary password to block those persons. So just give a click on set password.
Yeah, it says I'm in security.
Yeah, and just scroll down the page. There will be an option like permission profile. Do you see that option, permission profile?
Yep, permission profile. Yep.
So, and just over there, do you see any option like full access?
There's default screen sharing full access.
Yeah, just give a click on full access.
Yep.
And now do you see there will be a checkbox, enable unattended access. On the second or third line, there will be a checkbox, enable unattended access. Do you see that?
Unattended access, yep.
Yeah, just give a click on that checkbox and ask, asking for a password, am I correct?
Yeah, asking for password, yes.
Yeah, so all will be in lower cases and don't give a space. Type E as in English letter E.
E?
Yeah, then B as in Bravo letter B.
B.
Then A as in Australia letter A.
Yep.
Then Y as in yellow letter Y.
Yep.
Then number 7.
Yep.
Number 8.
Yep.
Number 9.
Yep.
Number 0.
Yep.
And now just give a click on OK. Do you see any option like OK?
Yep, yep. Doing that.
Yeah. And now once you click on OK, now what can you see? After that?
You just went back to the protocol permission page.
All right. And now what we are going to do, sir, we are going to activate this cancellation code. So once you will get to see any option like start now on your screen, just give a click on start now. All right.
Yes.
And now do you see any option like close?
Yep, close. Yep. Do I close the permissions protocol?
Yeah, just give a click on close.
Close, yep.
And now you just do one thing, you just come back to your normal home screen and open up your Play Store once again.
Yep. Down one Play Store.
And now just give a click on search, that search bar once again, just give a click on that. And type over there AnyDesk plugin. AnyDesk plugin. Yes.
Yep.
And now do you see a red color application, AnyDesk plugin, AD1?
Yes, AD1, yep.
Yeah, just give a click on that and now.
Yep. Yeah. Installing.
Yes.
Just downloading and installing it now. Yep. Installing.
And once it's installed, you just do one thing. You just open up your settings on your phone. Open up the settings.
Yep.
And now on the settings, just scroll down the page. There will be an option like accessibility. You have to open up the accessibility.
Accessibility. Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
And now do you see there will be an option?
Yep.
Yeah, just give a click on allow. Yeah, turn on the.
Done that.
Yeah, and now you just open up the AnyDesk app once again. On your app gallery, there will be an app, AnyDesk. You have to open it once again.
Yep. That's open.
Yes. And now, once you will get to see any option like start now, just give a click on start now.
Okay.
Yes. And now what can you see, sir?
I just took me back to the security, normal thing.
All right. And now you just do one thing. You just press your home button and come back to the normal home screen.
Yep. I think you did.
No, sir. You are connected with the auto virtual machine, not with me or with anyone. All right.
Okay.
Nobody can see your screen or anything like that. So you just open
in my notifications, it says connection established, eBay secure server.
Yeah,
so
you're connected with the eBay secure server.
Yep.
You got it now? Yes. So you just open, you just open up the Google from your end, open up the Google.
Yep.
And now, do you see the search panel over there?
That's what I'm typing, Jubal. Yeah.
Yeah, just give a click on the search panel.
Yep.
And type over there, my.
Pardon?
My. M as in Margaret, Y as in
Oh, M, Y, yep.
My, then give a space.
Yep.
Have you written my?
Yep. Yeah, M, Y, space.
Yeah, then number one. Numerical
yep.
one. Then P as
yep,
in
Peter.
Then P as in Peter, letter P.
Yep, P.
Then do you see any suggestion come up like my 1P address location?
Address location, yep.
Yeah, just give a click on that.
Yep.
And now what come up, sir? What can you see on the screen next?
What is my IP address?
Do you see any option like what is my IP address? Find out here, not VPN. Do you see that?
I've got NordVPN, yeah.
Yeah, just give a click on that one. And now what can you see, sir?
It's still loading. My phone's pretty slow. I just got to wait for it.
And
there we go.
This phone is used by you only or your family members also does?
Me only, yeah.
All right. And now what come up, sir? Have you clicked on that? What come up?
Yeah, so it says, what's my IP address loading? Your online activity can be seen by your internet service provider and anyone else spying on your connection.
Oh my goodness. This means, sir, those person have got the access onto your IP address. All right. And they are accessing your IP address for this kind of fraud thing. So in the top of the page, just go to the top of the page, there will be a black line. In the top of
yep.
the page, there will be a black line.
Yep.
So over there, what is your status is showing it to you? It's showing you protected or it's showing you unprotected?
It says unprotected.
Oh my goodness. This means they have got the access onto your internet IP address right now. So whatever activities you do on this internet, it's going to be like they can spy it, they can see it. So we have to block them. But first of all,
yep.
sir, you just do one thing. You just come back to your normal home screen, okay? And try to
yep.
log into your email and check that. Do you see any fraudulent mail over there from the eBay regarding this purchase or anything like that? Just go and check. Do you know how to log into your email?
Yeah.
Yeah, just go and check and do let me know if you will get to see any mail from the eBay or anything like that, which you are not aware of. Hello?
Yeah, I'm getting it. My phone's email.
And you're at your home right now?
Yeah.
And apart from this phone, do you have any computer or any laptop with you?
No.
All right. And now what can you see, sir?
I'm in my emails.
And do you see any fraud mail over there?
Pardon?
Like any suspicious mail do you see over there? Today's mail? On the today's mail?
No, not really.
Oh my goodness. This means those person have got the access onto your mail as well. So you just do one thing, sir. You just log out from your mail. You just simply come out from the email. You just come back to your normal home screen.
Yep.
And sir, we can see that those person have tried to buy this gift card like 3 to 4 times. All right. So so we have put a hold on that transaction. So how often do you check your bank statements? Like, do you do online banking?
No, it's through Bank Queensland. And usually you need a password to access my card.
All right. So can you please go and log into your Bank of Queensland from this phone? And just
I don't have online banking.
All right. So that's and apart from this Bank of Queensland, you don't have any other bank, am I correct?
Pardon?
apart from this Bank of Queensland, you don't have any other bank?
No, no, just that one.
All right. So you just do one thing, sir. You first of all, you
yep.
open up your Google, yes.
Yep.
All right, sir. And right now, just we just got the update from the server, sir. Like, those person have tried to buy that gift card 3 to 4 times yesterday night. All right. So, last time, when have you checked your bank statement? Like, yesterday
night? I'm just going to put my... Hang on, man. I'm just going to put my headphones in. It's too easy. All right,
take your time and do it. Take your time and plug in your headphones
first. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yep, yeah, can you hear me?
What the place?
You can hear me, can you not?
Yeah, I can hear you, sir. You can hear me?
So. Yeah.
All right. And now, sir, what we are going to do, like we can see that there are some fraud charges has been made from this Bank of Queensland. So what we are going to do, we are going to just register yourself for checking the statements online. So you just do one thing, you just open up your Google first.
Yep.
Yeah. And just open up a new tab on the Google, a fresh new tab.
Yep, I opened a new tab.
Yes. And type on the search panel, just put the name of your bank.
Yep.
Yes. And now
yep.
just scroll down the page. Do you see any option over there like internet banking?
Yep.
Yeah, just give a click on that. And you have never done online banking, am I correct? Like, have you ever done it?
Yeah, I have, but I can't get into it.
All right. So you have done it earlier, am I correct? Just give a click on login then. So do you know your customer number? Do you remember that?
No, I don't.
Just try to remember it, sir. Just try to remember it. Anyhow, like you have written on the notes or somewhere at your house, you have written the details. Just try to find it out.
I can always call them.
Sorry?
I can give them a call, and if you call me back in 20 minutes, I'll get onto the bank and get my internet banking happening.
All right, you just do one thing. You don't have to do anything. All right, you just scroll to the top of the page.
Yep.
Yes. And at the moment, like... At your home, you don't have any details of this, like where have you written any details, like your customer number or anything like that in a piece of paper or in the phone notes?
No.
All right, so just do one thing. You just give a click on to the
login.
And, sir, yes. And do you remember the customer number? Just try to remember it, so take your time and just try to remember
I'm dyslexic, I don't.
And all right, and sir, you are at your home right now, am I correct?
Yeah.
And last time, when have you checked your bank statement, sir?
I checked it the other day.
All right, and sir, can you just confirm me, like, what was the closing balance you can see on that account?
My mum put 50 in for me today.
Sorry?
My mum put 50 in for me today.
$15?
$50.
You just come back to your normal home screen first, where you can see the wallpaper.
Yeah, no, I'm just trying to find where the closest.
You don't have to go anywhere. You just come back to your normal home screen. And sir, on the Bank of Queensland, you have only one bank or you have more than one bank?
No,
like
I only have
more
one.
Than one account. On the Queensland,
yeah.
You have only one account.
My ex-wife might be attached to my eBay. She's got ANZ.
Oh, and do you remember the login ID password of that ANZ?
Might be Stens. I think the email address was stensnafia@gmail.com.
You first of all, you just come back to your normal home screen, sir. On the mobile phone, come back to the wallpaper page. Come back to the home screen.
Yep.
Yes. And now, are you on to the home screen where you can see the wallpaper?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
And now listen to me carefully, sir. Listen to me carefully. All right?
Yep.
the ANZ bank is belongs to your wife?
Yes.
Or do you have the banking with the ANZ as well?
No.
All right. So just on the Bank of Queensland, you have like one account or you have more than one account?
She has, I think, three on her ANZ.
And on the, I'm talking about your bank, the Bank of Queensland. On your bank, how many accounts do you have?
Oh, one.
One. And do you remember the login ID password of the ANZ?
No.
And your wife is not there with you, am I correct?
No, she's not.
Alright, so you just do one thing, you just open up your AnyDesk once again, the red color application AnyDesk. Just open it once again.
Yep.
And now do you see the 9-digit number?
Yeah, your address number?
Yes. Do you see that?
Yep.
Can you just confirm it to me once again?
It is 796-522-7087.
You just do one thing, sir. You just close down this page, okay? And freshly open up the AnyDesk once again. Just freshly open it up.
Yep.
And now what? And now what can you see, sir?
The same. 796-522-707.
All right. And now once you will get to see any option like start now, just give a click on start now. And just do one thing, you just move to any other place. The place where you are right now, the internet is very slow over there. Just move to any other place. And now do you see anything like start now? Hello?
Yeah. Yeah, it's start now.
Yeah, just give a click on start now.
Yep, did so.
Did you see start now?
Yeah, did.
You did it?
Yep.
And now what can you see, sir?
It says, on the AnyDesk connection established eBay secure server, 91158C is now viewing your desk.
Alright, you just do one thing, you just move to any other Play Store, like just move, yeah. And now you just come back to your normal home screen, and we just got the update from the server, so like those fraud person have tried to access your Afterpay. So have you ever used Afterpay or ZipPay, anything like that?
No, ZipPay.
Do you have the ZipPay?
Yeah, I think I had.
Yeah, just try to check it. Just try to check it. If you have, just try to log in and check it. Do you see any fraudulent statement over there or not? Just try to log into your ZIP. And once you log in, do let me know.
Yeah, Afterpay, I think it was.
Yeah. And don't make any mistake while you're putting the pen. Don't make any mistake. Do you see what come up? Do you just tell me what can you see? Like, do you know you haven't remembered the password?
Yeah, I forgot my code.
You just do one thing. There will be an option like, yeah, just try to log in onto it. And now